Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:16 on this Wednesday, July 21st, day 51 of hurricane season. And all quiet on the western front, southeastern front, and maybe a little disturbance. But we're going to get a little drier and a little less rain, but then it's going to turn rainy again. The real estate market is not being dampened any by all of the rain, I don't think. It's still red hot. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst, joins us now. How you doing, Arthur?
Doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning. If you had to say in a week, and I know you can't really, a week is nothing when it comes to real estate, but would you say it's gotten even hotter, it's about the same, or you're seeing signs of slowing down?
Well, we're almost at that part of seasonality where we start to slow down. It's still rock solid, but we're seeing just a little bit of a slowdown in terms of the showings on the properties in different parishes, though. Some of them are still as hot as ever, and a couple of areas are just, I don't want to say slowing down. Let's just say they're stabilized out a little bit. Now, they're stabilized at a high level. But the dramatic increases that we're seeing over the last 6 months have seemed to stabilize a little bit in Orleans Parish.
Speaking of Orleans Parish, WWL-TV had a story yesterday about some break-ins in Lakeview. One guy had his truck broken into for the ninth time. The police officer recognized him when she came out to write the report, according to the gentleman who lived through this, and it was a whole bunch of break-ins in that area. I guess what I'm asking, Arthur, are you seeing anything in terms of this family? This gentleman says he's worried about his family and that they're going to move to the North Shore. Do you see a pattern of people either moving out of Orleans Parish to somewhere else, or is moving into Orleans Parish still popular?
Yeah, moving in is still popular, but there is I hate to say it, a growing dissatisfaction with the level of crime in Orleans in specific areas, and Lakeview is certainly one of them. I was afraid you were going to ask me about Lakeview. I was said, let me go look at Lakeview and see what's going on a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a flattening out of sales prices. Now, they're at a very high level. I mean, there's a lot of upscale homes that are in the Lakeview area, 70124, for example. But the sales prices increases have not really been that significant relative to other areas. So it's still a solid market in terms of people wanting to live there. But the intense demand that we saw probably a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't see that high a demand for it. Not to say that there aren't people still buying. They certainly are. Mm-hmm. But certainly crime is certainly causing some people to revisit the location they want to live in, whether it's Jefferson Parish or most certainly St. Tammany Parish.
NOPD saying at least 25 vehicle break-ins in Lakeview. This gentleman saying that it happened between 9:45 and 9:50 in the morning, that he took his daughters for a walk. Then he came back, brought them inside, went back outside to get the stroller, and that's when he saw that it had happened within that 5 minutes, which can certainly, I would think, give you the willies because you're thinking, well, somebody's watching and waiting to get their opportunity, and I was out here with my kids, et cetera. And I guess the rationale, if I'm buying a home, I would think that either I'm accepting, it's such a good place to live, I'm accepting the conditions with crime, or I'm optimistic that they're going to get better. So we'll pick it up here. We'll come back, 7:20, Tommy Tucker talking to Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst, about the red-hot real estate market, and we'll talk about national trends when we return. You got any questions or comments? The Oakland Heart Jeweler, WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Avail yourself of that, and I'll pass your question along. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. Wow, it is 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Wednesday morning, July 21st, rain throughout the area. If you're using the windshield wipers, put the headlights on. And don't use your flashers unless you're stopped. That's the state law. We're talking to Arthur Sterbko about the red-hot real estate market. Somebody texted in, Arthur, you want to move to the North Shore? Fine, just stop bringing your city ways to our country parish. Is the North Shore country anymore?
Well, certainly some areas are, and some areas are far from country. There is citified, as I guess you can imagine. But it's certainly the perception of crime that largely moves folks to the North Shore or the school system. That's really what it's about. I mean, I think as we get into these elections, I think crime is going to become much more highly focused in Orleans Parish, in my opinion. Right now, one of the city councilmen said that there's only a 30% clearance rate, means of crime, violent crimes, which means only 30% of the people committing crimes are ever caught. Right. Well, that's stunning, to be blunt. So I'm afraid that as that statistic gets out, or as it becomes more politically charged in Orleans Parish, it's going to scare some residents and probably cause some dislocations in some areas of high crime areas.
I would think, Arthur, from the buyer's standpoint, it would, because unless you have a pretty good feeling that something's going to be done quickly, which I don't know how anybody could have that feeling, you're talking about quality of life, and that's the way it's going to be for the biggest investment most of us make in our lives, right? And do you really want to put up with that? Is the area worth it? Does it offset it?
Well, and let me tell you, it's not an Orleans Parish phenomenon. The same thing is occurring in Chicago. It's happening in Portland. It's happening in urban centers really around the country where, for whatever reason in their locales, the rate of crime is just going unaddressed and doesn't show any signs of stopping or being improved. So, you know, in those areas, whether it's Jefferson or St. Tammany, it has a perception of low crime or a real active police force successfully prosecuting offenders. Then, you know, people buy because of consumer confidence. And let's face it, your home is where you feel safe. And if you're not feeling safe in your home, then you're going to wonder, is that the right home for you? So clearly there needs to be focus on crime in every parish, and I'm not picking on Orleans by any stretch, because there's certainly areas of Jefferson and St. Tammany that have issues. But people are getting smarter with their access to the internet, as they can go find those areas that have low crime rates, great schools, and that's where you're seeing that the housing prices increase.
You know, I get a text
in Orleans as well. In Orleans as well.
I got a text here, and it kind of reminds me of what happened with Algiers and Belchase, where Belchase became Algiers South. No disrespect to the people over here before, but it says Lakeview residents are moving in droves to the Bucktown area of Jefferson Parish. Notice a tremendous teardown of older houses in the Bucktown area with huge homes being built on the property. That's been going on for a while. So huge, the new homes are essentially taking up the entire lot size. Is Bucktown real estate the hottest property in the metro area, Arthur? Or among the hotter
ones? Well, it certainly has always been a hot area. It's becoming hotter, if you want to say it, primarily because of the type of housing stock that's there. It's an older housing stock, you know, built in the 50s, 60s, whatever, 40s in some areas. And those houses are being, modernized for today's living. So you're going to see more of that. And, of course, there is that perception of, you know, higher utility rates, higher car insurance, higher water bills, whatever higher means to somebody, the perception is it's lower in Jefferson. Crime rates, you know, same thing. Schools, people's perceptions are usually built up by some degree of reality. So, you know, they talk to their neighbors in Jefferson, and they're not having those problems. And they're going, maybe we need to look at Jefferson, or maybe we need to look at St. Tammany.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your time as always. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.